time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
And good evening from St. Charles, Missouri. Both Northwest Missouri State basketball teams set to get back in action after having last weekend off. They'll face Lindenwood University here tonight. Matt Gorder along with John Coffey. And John, I think the timing of the off day, as you may, last weekend for Northwest came at a good time. They had that stretch over a two-week period where they were playing just about every other night. They had a couple of nights break a couple of times in there, but I think it was a well-needed break for the team.
Oh, both physically and mentally, the basketball season can be an extremely long year when you factor in the amount of preseason practice time before they even get their first game underway. And then really since the first of the month through this point, a lot of games in a short period of time for this Northwest women's basketball team, a chance to maybe from a mental standpoint, kind of refresh your batteries a little bit. They've gone hard in practice and a lot of things to try to work on being competitive for a full ball game. And hopefully some of the things they worked on, plus a little bit of rest mixed in with that, will help for this final push in the MIAA season.
Lindenwood and Northwest Missouri State, our doubleheader tonight. We're back with more from Hayden Arena in St. Charles after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2191. 582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back in St. Charles, getting ready for tonight's doubleheader between Northwest Missouri State and Lindenwood. John, we've seen some signs from this Northwest women's team of some good play this year. They're going to need to be clicking tonight. This Lindenwood team coming off a one-point win over 8th-ranked Central in Warrensburg last Saturday. And it sounds like they're playing their best basketball this season.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right on that standpoint. A big win over the Jennies. And they also had a tough win on the road earlier this year in Topeka against Washburn. So, well, the records are just a little bit over 500 overall at 10-7 and 5-5 in conference play. They've won some impressive games in MIAA play. And, again, I think you're right about that. They're a team that's very patient offensively. The Northwest women defensively are going to have to play a full shot clock and be very patient on defense and try to work with this Lindenwood team because they're a deliberate team, so they just might have to watch that aspect of things. But again, Lindenwood playing good basketball, but Coach Smith, talking with him earlier this week, feels that if Northwest can come out and compete for the full 40 minutes and do a lot of things that they've done right and just not have a lapse or two in a ball game, that they've got an excellent shot at this matchup here with Lindenwood.
And speaking of Coach Smith, when we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. We'll do that right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1212.
Dr. Milton Plohoffer is a 1949 graduate of Northwest Missouri State University and says his experience attending the Maryville School during the 1940s helped shape his future.
I benefited from serving on the Northwest Missourian as a sports writer, and I had a job in the cafeteria, and it was a great opportunity to meet a lot of students and to really feel a part of the university, and I had very, very helpful instructors, professors all the way along.
Dr. Plohoff spent the majority of his career following graduation in education and is a professor emeritus at Ohio University in Athens, Ohio. He stayed connected to Northwest through the years and currently funds the Plohoff Diversity Lecture Series. He says diversity is very important on a college campus.
I'm terribly proud of how Northwest has handled the diversity grant, and they've been very productive and realistic.
Among Dr. Plohoff's many accomplishments was the funding of the College of Education in Kano, Nigeria. He also was the founding editor of the African Education Research Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back on the pregame show before tonight's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Lindenwood. Joining us now is Northwest head coach Michael Smith. Coach, you guys have had a little bit of extra time, especially considering that 1 2-week stretch you went through, but some time without games, without having one last Saturday. What's that time been like for the team? How have things gone?
Well, we've taken a couple days off, more than usual. You know, over the weekend we had 2 days, and I think that's good. I've been doing this long enough to know that sometimes you just have to step away from the game completely. And, so that's been a nice change to do that. But, also we've talked about, how do we want to be remembered? We still have a lot of games to play for. We still have a season to play for, a conference tournament, appearance possibility to play for. And that's what I've kind of distressed to them is that, hey, it's right there in front of you, especially with our schedule coming up. But, for us to, come out and not give everything that we have, that's just a shame, not only to ourselves, but to our institution and our university. So I really think that we're looking at things a little differently now as a team, hopefully, and understanding that the season's slipping away. I hate to look at it that way, but it is. And we're in the last month of basketball, and we're far from being where we need to be. We're far from even peaking, and I still think we have that opportunity with inside, but I think the key word is with inside of ourselves. And so hopefully as a team right now, they're understanding that, they need to be playing with each other, playing for each other right now, because time is slowly starting to slip away.
And when you talk about peaking and on the court, we have seen aspects that could help a team peak if they're all put together kind of in one lump sum, I guess you could say, in any given game or any given time period.
Well, yeah, and that's with any team. You've got to trust the person standing next to you. And unfortunately, we haven't built that trust throughout the year. And it could be a combination of things. But like I told them, I said, ladies, don't do it for me. Do it for yourselves. Do it for your teammates, You're not here playing for me. You're playing for your school, for yourself, and for your pride, and for your teammates. So, we're going to have to, put a little stubbornness, put a little pride away, and just some of them need to just give in a little bit because there are some kids that really, truly want to have success this year. And as I mentioned, we can definitely do that here coming up with our schedule. But it starts here in Lindenwood. And, I've seen a little change the last couple of days in practice. I think we've been a little looser. I've tried to be a little looser with them. We're coming in. We're still, doing our job in practice, trying to work on the things we need to and get better. But at the end of the day, it comes down to each individual and our effort that makes up this team.
And talk about this Lindenwood team. What do you expect from them tonight?
Well, they're much improved. And, you got to give their kids a lot of credit. They're playing to their strengths. very unselfish team, very patient on offense. They're not going to try to do things that they can't do. If they've got some kids that can only dribble right, guess what? They're only going to dribble right. You know, it's little things like that. They play together, though. If there's one thing that I've seen is that they're very patient and they play together. And they're starting to have a little success, and it's starting to show in their confidence on the floor. So, you know, they come off a big win over the weekend against Central Missouri, at Central Missouri. So, you know, they're riding pretty high right now. And you know, honestly, it's a good time for us to come in here because they're feeling pretty good about themselves. They're a team that hasn't had a lot of success in the past. You know, and we'll see. I think we're going to put up a fight, though, tonight. I really do.
Does it make it tougher to prepare for a team that is unselfish like that than, say, a team that had one or two stars that you really could look to?
You know, it does. We worked on, and we've been doing it for 2 days, scouting, showing them, walking through their tendencies. Like I said, they don't have any superstars, so we don't necessarily have to look to maybe double on a certain player or who are we going to have really, you know, not get in foul trouble and guard that player. If we come out and just do our job, the five that are on the floor at a time, if they come out and do their job, we will be fine. And that's what it comes down to. And that's the best thing I told our players, you know. If we get beat tonight, it won't be by an All-American. It won't be by two All-Conference players. We're going to get beat by a team. So if we're wanting to start to come together as a team, tonight's the best time to do it because that's what we're going to have to beat, is a team that's unselfish like Lindenwood and very patient, and we have to be the same way.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Women. We're back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
B.D. Owens Library recently announced a new video collection. People can now use what's called Films on Demand. This is a web-based academic streaming video platform. Over 200,000 video clips and 15,500 full-length videos are available. B.D. Owens Library Assistant Director Kathy Hart says the idea came from Northwest faculty requests.
Over the years, we've had faculty members request DVDs, and so we have videos. And we also still have a few VHSs hanging around. But as we went on, faculty began requesting items that they needed to use for online courses. In class, you have faculty, one video, VHS tape. You pop it in, you play it, no big deal. When we're working for online students, you can't have that.
Hart says the library began looking at options several years ago to accommodate online courses.
We began looking at what faculty were purchasing, and so we've tried to pick a package that held that content that our faculty members had already determined was suitable for their curriculum. And so in that, we came about Films on Demand through info-based learning, and we actually subscribed through it through our Mobius membership.
Hart says creating an account might be useful for some people.
If you have a 26-minute video, it might be in several 4 or 5 minute segments. But if you need a smaller piece, creating that account allows you to go in and pull that out.
Hart says with most of today's students being visual learners, it's where this streaming collection comes into play.
They connect more and engage more with images. And so that video component added to a course and even just a, you know, one little segment into a lecture, that'll bring a different level of engagement for the students that we reach today.
To find more information about the online video collection, visit www.nwmissouri.edu/library. This is the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
back at Hayden Arena in St. Charles before our doubleheader between Northwest Missouri State and Lindenwood University. We've got the women's matchup coming up with the men's game coming up a little bit later on as well. We've got our starting lineups coming your way in just a moment. They're about to do the national anthem here at Hayden Arena. So we will give you the starting lineups right after our national anthem. Look at our starters for this matchup tonight. First four, Lindenwood. Jenny Rocha is a 5'4 sophomore. Drew Hartling is a 5'8 sophomore. Caroline Borlu is a 6-foot senior. Cassidy Gingenbacher is a 5'10 inch freshman. And rounding out their starting lineup is Morgan Johnson, a 5'9 junior. For Northwest Missouri State, Ariel Easton, Ashley Nelson, Monique Stevens, Shelby Mustaine, and Annie Matthews, the starter for Coach Michael Smith tonight. We'll take a timeout, come back with the tip of this one right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Toying at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MarysvilleMo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarysvilleGlassAndLock.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Highland Arena in St. Charles, we're just about set for the women's tip. Northwest Missouri State in Lindenwood. Shelby Mustaine in the center circle across from Caroline Borlu, and the tip will be controlled by Northwest in their black uniforms tonight here in St. Charles. And working from right to left, Monique Stevens goes into the right corner for Nelson. Now out to Stevens at the top of the key with it. Works to the left side of the wing, just inside the arc, out to Easton. She dribbles top of the key, over to the high post, left for Matthews. Matthews will hand it for Easton up top. Easton over to the left side. Now skips it across to Nelson on the right. Nelson brings it top of the key. Now over to Money Stevens, right side. Four on the shot clock. Stevens tries to drive. Goes in inside. They're going to have a travel call against Annie Matthews, giving the ball to Lindenwood. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Lindenwood with their first possession out on the right side is Hartling. She goes on the drive to the baseline left. A jumper from 12 off the front of the rim for Borlu. The rebound Northwest. Quickly up the floor to Nelson on the right side of the lane. Kick out to Stevens. She'll back it out. Set the offense with nothing there in transition. Now out to Ariel Easton at the top of the key. Left elbow Matthews back to Easton on the give and go. Shot blocked away by Gangenbacher. It goes out of bounds underneath and it will belong to Northwest. Inbound will come from Monique Stevens on the baseline left side. Stevens looking in the paint. Now has to lob it out to Matthews, left wing. Hands it for Nelson. Nelson with the bounce pass inside to Matthews. Matthews a couple of dribbles against Morgan Johnson. Hook shot hits the back of the rim. Bounces out. Matthews with a rebound. Gets a fresh shot clock for Northwest. Nelson will hand it to Stevens on the left side. Stevens dribbles to the wing. Now into Matthews. Up near the left elbow. She'll dribble across the lane. Down the lane. Double team. Kicks it out to Easton. Easton down to the baseline. Up to Matthews at the right wing. Top of the key for Stevens. Fakes a pass. Takes a dribble. Easton top of the key. Three on the way. Short. And Shelby Mustaine swats it. Sings it in bounds. But it goes out of bounds on the sideline. So Lindenwood will have it as we still look for our first points of the game. 18-20 to play in the first half. Just underway from St. Charles. Jenny Rocha calls out the offense from the backcourt as the point guard brings it across the timeline. Works it over to the left side to Hartling. Hartling over to the right as Northwest plays a 2-3 zone out of the start of this one. Rocha now to Hartling on the left side. She's got it on the wing. Into the corner for Gangenbacher. She's their leading scorer, averaging 14 a game. Goes on the drive. Underhanded layup, no good. Matthews the rebound for Northwest. Out to Stevens. Now to Easton at the top of the key. On to the right side. Nelson in the corner takes a three. Got it. First points of the game. A three-pointer from the right corner for Ashley Nelson. Just over 2 minutes into it. Lindenwood with the basketball. Rocha across the timeline working the right side of the floor. Now gets the screen top of the key. Goes on to drive. To the baseline left for Borlo. Now onto the right wing. She'll pass it out for Hartling. Hartling to the top of the key. Gets it to the right side for Johnson out on the wing. Now down to the baseline. Borlu drives, kicks it out to the high post. Rocha over to the right side. Now the ball goes through the hands of Morgan Johnson. Annie Matthews will pick it up for Northwest. Gives it to Monique Stevens. Stevens into the right corner. Nelson with it. Brings it to the wing. Now to the free throw line. Top of the key. Easton takes another three, and that one misses left. She's missed a couple of three-point attempts up top pretty badly. She looked over to the sideline, kind of tapped herself on the side of the head, and knows that it's mental and that she'll get it fixed.
Well, that's something you don't see out of her very often, as she does a very good job on some of those outside shots, but just you never see her miss that badly.
Julie Hellenic into the lineup, a 5'11 junior out of O'Fallon, Missouri. She takes it, works it over to the right side. Hartling. Hartling's pass tip taken away as Nelson gets the steal. They'll get it ahead to Monique Stevens and Northwest with a 3-0 lead and 16:40 to play in the first half. Easton between the circles to the high post for Matthews. Matthews top of the key, Nelson. Nelson around to the left side, back to Matthews. Over to the right corner, Stevens up with the three. That one short, rebounded. Easton followed good by Ariel Easton.
One of the things Coach Smith talked about this week that's important in this game is to get out to a quick start against Lindenwood.
And they have a 5-0 lead as Gangenbacher tries to drive. She draws the first foul of the game. Foul is going to go against Ariel Easton. And an inbound coming for Lindenwood, baseline left. And the pass out top tip by Stevens, and she's able to keep it from going out of bounds. Stevens up the right sideline to Easton. Easton with a hesitation, now drives. Pass tip, but she gets it back. Now out to Mustaine on the right wing. To Stevens on the backdoor cut to Matthews now, top of the key. Mustaine high post right. Gets it down in the corner for Stevens. Stevens brings it up to the wing to Mustaine. Inside to Matthews off her fingertips. Picked up by Gangenbacher. Gangenbacher across midcourt left. into the paint. Ball knocked away from behind. She picks it up to the free throw line. Rocha now down low left side. Spin move, Borlu. She hits the shot and draws the foul. Caroline Borlu will get a three-point play opportunity as she draws the foul on Shelby Mustaine. That'll be the first on Mustaine. A couple of early fouls against Northwest. Meredith Scott into the lineup for Northwest. Easton will go to the sideline. And Borlow to the line to shoot one. She is a 67% free throw shooter. And her one opportunity here is good. That makes it a 5-3 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Bearcats also with a basketball. Stevens ahead on the right side to Nelson. To the high post for Mustaine. Mustaine back over to Nelson in the right corner. Fakes on a three. Now tries to drive. Lobs it out top for Stevens. Over to the left side, Scott. Scott up to the wing. Looks in. Gets it to Mustaine. Mustaine up with the shot. Got it to go. Shelby Mustaine with her first point. 7-3 Northwest up. Gangenbacher on the left wing. We'll get it out to the top of the key for Hellenic. On to the right side. It goes to Lenig. Lenig on to the left. And a three-pointer up from the wing. No good for Hellenic. And a rebound underneath to Northwest. Stevens comes out of there with it. Pushing it up the floor to the left side. In the corner to Scott. Now to the top of the key, Nelson. High post for Matthews. Nelson drive to the baseline. Up with the runner. That one bounces out. Rebound for Rocha underneath for Lindenwood. She'll push it up the floor. Into the lane. Kick out pass right side. Lenig. Lenig will skip it across to the left. Gangenbacher fakes a three. Goes on a drive. Trips as she gets into a double team. And draws another Bearcat foul. This will be the third team foul in the first on Monique Stevens. Brings us to our first timeout with 14:42 to play in the first half. 7-3, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Lindenwood. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
In St. Charles, 14:42 to play in the first half of the women's matchup, Northwest Missouri State. Not a fast start, but an early lead for the Bearcats.
Yeah, I think that's key against a Lindenwood team. That's a very deliberate offensively. If Northwest can play with the lead and keep that up, and maybe expand that lead a little bit, might force Lindenwood a little bit out of what they like to do offensively.
Out top of the key, Rocha with it for the Lions. She'll dribble to the left side. Spins, gives it out top for Hellenic. Hellenic back over to the left side. Rocha with it there. Goes on the drive. Jumper from 10. Good for Jenny Rocha. Rocha averages 9 points a game from that point guard spot. A two-point lead for Northwest Missouri State. And now Stevens to the high post for Timber Schechinger. Schechinger on the drive. Triple team. Tried to get it to Matthews. It's tipped loose. Rocha will come up with the ball for Lindenwood. She'll push it ahead on the left side, down toward the baseline. And it comes from Hartling to the high post. A jumper by Hellenic, no good. The rebound and follow is good for Bree Zanders. Zanders, a freshman out of Jefferson City, ties the game at 7. Just inside 14 minutes to play in the first half. Stevens hands it to Scott. Over to the left side, Nelson. A three from the wing. Good for Ashley Nelson. Second three of the game for Nelson. And it's a 10-7 lead for Northwest. Right side, Hartling gets it out top of the key to Hellenic. Now to the left side it goes. On a wing with it there is Lenig. Lenig will give it up for Hartling, who dribbles toward the corner. Now back up top for Rocha. Rocha over to the right side. A three from Hellenic, and that one is good, and it will tie the game up. Hellenic with just her 12th three of the season, and it's a 10-10 game. Northwest Missouri State with the ball. 13-19 to play in the first half. Left elbow, Schechinger, into the corner, Stevens, a three on the way, good! Monique Stevens knocks down the three, as Bearcats have gotten threes on back-to-back trips down the floor. Now the lead for Northwest, 13-10. Lindenwood with the ball. A drive from the right side. Lennig up with the runner from the baseline. No good. Matthews the rebound for the Cats. Outlet goes to Stevens. He's across midcourt. Now spins. Gives it up for Matthews. And to Stevens. Stevens to Schechinger at the left elbow. Schechinger squares. Now we'll start the drive. Backdoor cut to Nelson. Shot by Nelson. No good. But Ashley Nelson draws a foul. We'll go to the free throw line for two for Northwest. Marissa Lennig called for the foul. That's the first against Lindenwood. So Ashley Nelson, who's hit a couple of threes already in this game, to the line to shoot two. And the first one off the back of the rim. Ariel Easton back in for Northwest. Ashley Ginther getting set to check back in. She's going to take Nelson's spot in the lineup as Northwest will try to put a little bit bigger lineup on the floor. Cassidy Gangenbacher, after a short breather, is back out there for Lindenwood, along with Caroline Borlou. Second free throw, no good as well. Schechinger trying to fight off Morgan Johnson for the board. Just couldn't quite get to it. It goes out of bounds underneath, and Lindenwood will have it.
One of the things Coach Smith talked about earlier this week during the lunch and two is that Northwest just needs to execute a lot of the little things out there to come up with a win, such as hitting free throws, cutting down on turnovers, just a couple of missed free throws there that could make a difference later on.
Drive down to the baseline, left side by Hartling. She'll spin, kick it out to Rocha, left wing. She throws a pass that's tipped by Ginther, and it's picked up by Easton. Easton ahead to Scott. Layup on the right. Good for Merritt E. Scott. And that will force Lindenwood to take a timeout. 15-10 the lead for Northwest Missouri State. 12:20 to play in the first half. And Lindenwood came out of that first media timeout. Looked like maybe they had changed things around, but Northwest able to grab momentum right back.
I like the way Northwest ran the transition game there, and I think if Northwest can maybe get a little bit better results off that transition, that could be a benefit for this team. They seem to be a little bit quicker than what Lindenwood is, and also inside, a little bit more height inside than Lindenwood. If they can, when they go into their half-court offense, kind of work it and try to get the ball inside, maybe some good things can happen as well. But, boy, that last time they ran the transition game well, got a nice layup off the turnover, and again, Northwest executing that last play very well, which forced the timeout by Lindenwood.
And now had the ball thrown in play, and one of the officials stopped, and Shelby Mustaine had checked in. She was waiting on the sideline because she thought she had checked in after the buzzer, but they let her in the lineup, and Annie Matthews goes to the sideline. Lindenwood with the basketball as Rocha will bring it up the floor. Dribbles over to the right, now to Johnson, left wing, quick three on the way. That's off the back of the rim. The rebound to the free throw line, Borlou with it. Kick out to Rocha. Now over to the right side, Gangenbacher. Back up to Rocha, left side for Johnson. Now to the free throw line, Borlou. Rocha over to the elbow. Back to Borlou. 17-footer on the way. That one bounces around and in for Caroline Borlou. She has five. It's a 15-12 lead for Northwest Missouri State. Ariel Easton pushes it up the floor. Ginther at the high post. Back out to Easton on the right wing. She'll skip it across left side for Schechinger. Gets a screen from Mustaine to the top of the key. Over to the right for Scott. Into the corner, Easton. She'll bring it up to the wing. Into the lane. Up with the runner. Off the glass. Good for Ariel Easton. Easton with four. Bearcats back up by five. Gangenbacher on the left side. Gets it out to Rocha between the circles left. Now to Gangenbacher on the wing. To Johnson between the circles. Over to the left side, Rocha. Back up top of the key, Gangenbacher with it. On to the right, Johnson fakes the three, takes a dribble, tries to go in the corner, just gets it to Hartling. Hartling with a shot fake. Now to Gangenbacher, seven on the shot clock. Up to the top of the key, just inside the arc. Borlou with a jumper, knew she missed it, followed the shot and got the layup. Borlou with seven, and it's a 17-14 lead for Northwest Missouri State. Easton on the right side will take it all the way to the hole, up with the runner and got it to go. No help there for Jenny Rocha. And Ariel Easton took advantage. She has six. 19-14 Northwest Missouri State. Johnson between the circles. Over to the right side for Hartling on the wing. Hartling fakes a pass. Now brings it to the top of the key. Borlou. Now we'll take a 17-footer. Knew she missed that one, but she's not going to rebound it. The air ball out of bounds underneath, and it will go to Northwest Missouri State.
Borlou not afraid to shoot the ball anywhere on the floor. She's a... has confidence in her shot and does a good job following it, but she's missed a couple badly here.
Annie Matthews and Ashley Nelson back in the lineup for Northwest. Marissa Lennon, senior out of Imperial, Missouri, back in for Lindenwood. Easton runs the point with Stevens on the sideline. Now brings it top of the key over to the right for Nelson. Nelson down to the baseline, cut off by Gengenbacher. Now to the right wing, Easton. Easton tries to drive, draws the block on Rocha. That'll be the first on Jenny Rocha. Second team foul against Lindenwood, and Northwest will inbound baseline right. 10-17 to play in the first half. Julie Hellenic checks back into the lineup. And Easton inbounds to Schechinger, left corner. Open, a three on the way. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped underneath by Lennig. That's picked up by Lindenwood. Rocha pushes it up the floor. Stops in the right wing. Top of the key. Now over to the left side for Lennig. Lennig with it on the wing. Couple of dribbles. Now to the corner for Gengenbacher. Drive along the baseline into a double team. Kick out right side for Hellenic. Now to the free throw line. A jumper from Lennig. That's no good. Easton the rebound. And she'll try to go one-on-one with Rocha. Down the lane she goes. Picks up the dribble. Kicks it out to Nelson. Left wing three. Off the front of the rim. Rebound for Borlu. Inside for Lindenwood. Borlu gets it out to Rocha, who will work it ahead to Gengenbacher left side on the wing. She brings it to the top of the key. Now over to the right for Rocha. Back out top, this time for Hellenic. Guarded by Schechinger. She launches a three from long range. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound inside, though, for Borlu. Over to the right, Gengenbacher will take a three. That's no good. This time, Ariel Easton fighting off Marissa Lennig for the rebound. Lennig also will be called for a foul. That'll be her second. Team's third. The Northwest will have the ball coming out of the timeout. 9:19 to play in the first half. 19-14, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Lindenwood. We're back to St. Charles after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or at pittsautobody.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Northwest Missouri State with the ball out of the break. 19-14 the lead for the Bearcats over Lindenwood. Ariel Easton on the right side to Monique Stevens. Now back to Easton. Tried to drive, draws another block. This one will go on Jenny Rocha, and that'll be the second on Rocha. Fourth team foul. Rocha and Lennig each with the two fouls. I think three of those two have committed by players guarding Ariel Easton.
Yeah, I don't think they've got anyone that can really match up quickness-wise with Easton.
Megan Hiddle checks into the lineup for Lindenwood. On the right side, Nelson with it on the wing. Down to the baseline for Matthews. Skip across to the left side. Stevens to the high post. Now gets it out. Schechinger takes a three. Got it from the left corner. Timber Schechinger with her 14th three of the season. And Northwest up 22-14. Right side, Gengenbacher. And now Schechinger with a steal out top. She's going to have a layup the other way. And the Bearcats with their biggest lead of the game. Schechinger's layup gives her five and forces Lindenwood head coach Tony Francis to take his second timeout of this first half, as he is not at all happy with his team, especially following up that huge win they had on Saturday over Central.
Yeah, they've come out a little bit flat, and I think for Northwest, they're coming out really refreshed and renewed. We've seen a great effort out of Northwest at the start of this game, and I think really, Matt, the biggest thing, not only getting the effort, but the focus that we're seeing out of them. They're on defense getting a couple steals and turning those into quick buckets to the other end, and defensively just really making Lindenwood work for their shots, and they've been forced to take some shots, I think, out of their comfort zone out of that offense. Then Northwest offensively, when they have the transition, they've been patient and they're getting some good looks at the bucket. So far, so good for Northwest coming off of the bye week.
10-point Bearcat lead, 24-14, 8:42 to go in the first half. Gengenbacher nearly traveled with it for Lindenwood, but keeps possession now out near midcourt to Hellenic. Over to the right side, Berlew. Lobs a pass down low, but overthrows Hellenic. It sails out of bounds, and Northwest Missouri State will get it back with a chance to build on their 10-point lead. Monique Stevens walks it up the floor. She'll be met by Megan Hiddle. Over to the right side, Easton on the wing. Overthrows Timber Schechinger. It's picked up by Gangenbacher on the backside. One-on-one with Easton. She pinned the ball on her hip and lost it, but it went off of Ariel Easton and out of bounds. Coach Smith arguing that it was off of Lindenwood, but Easton did just get a piece of it, and Lindenwood will inbound. Comes out top for Hiddle. Hiddle inside, Gangenbacher, a dribble, a shot off the glass, in and out, no good. Matthews with a big board for Northwest, able to fight off Caroline Borlou for that board. Stevens over to the right side, Nelson. Skip across to the left for Easton. Got a screen from Schechinger to the free throw line with it. Now backs it out over to Schechinger. Fakes on the three. Bounce pass into Matthews and the held ball as Caroline Borlou was able to get a hand on the basketball and a possession arrow. They'll give it to Lindenwood. Morgan Johnson back in the lineup. Takes the place of Julie Hellenic. Johnson, a 5'9 junior out of Whiteland, Indiana, and transferred cross town from St. Louis University. Left side, Gangenbacher down the right side of the lane. Now up with the shot. Got it to go and draws a foul on Ashley Nelson. Be the first on Nelson. Fourth team foul against Northwest and a three-point play opportunity for Cassidy Gangenbacher. Freshman out of Quincy, Illinois, the leading scorer on this team, averaging 14 points a game. Shelby Mustaine into the lineup, taking the place of Timber Schechinger. And the free throw by Gangenbacher is nothing but net. So she converts on the three-point play. Makes it a 24-17 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the ball. On the right side, Easton with it on the wing. The Mustaine at the elbow. Out to the right wing, Nelson open, a three on the way. In and out won't go, and the rebound to the floor. Megan Hiddle picks it up for Lindenwood. Long pass ahead, over to the right side. Hartling tries to drive, cut off. Now down to the baseline, right for Borlou. It swings around to the left for Gangenbacher. Gangenbacher to the free throw line. Got a screen. 15-footer. No good. Matthews the rebound for Northwest. Outlet to Stevens. Ahead to Nelson on the left wing. Tries to drive. Nice spin move. She has the ball knocked away. It goes out of bounds underneath as Morgan Johnson just did get a piece of it. And Northwest will inbound. Baseline left. Freeze Sanders back in for Lindenwood. Meredith Scott comes back on the floor for Northwest, taking the place of Ashley Nelson. Stevens looking to inbound, baseline left. Lobs it in for Mustaine. Shot blocked away by Sanders. The loose ball and a held ball call. Or were they saying that maybe Stevens...
It was a held ball.
Thought maybe Stevens was on the baseline, but it was another held ball. And this time the possession arrow gives it to Northwest.
No, the entry pass inside resulted in a held ball that time. I'd still like to see Northwest try to pound it inside a little bit more. They've got a bit of a height advantage there, and I hope they can start taking advantage of that.
Easton on a drive into the lane, off to the right side for Stevens. Stevens double team gets it to Matthews. Matthews trying to throw it to Mustaine, and Mustaine was shoved out of the way by Morgan Johnson. No call. The ball sails out of bounds, and Lindenwood will get it back. Julie Hellenic back into the lineup for Lindenwood. 6:53 to play in the first half. The Northwest women up 24-17. Now Meredith Scott gets a steal up the left sideline. Onto the wing, goes over to Stevens on the right. She'll kick it out for Easton. Easton on the drive, bump, steps back, 17-footer off the front of the rim. Rebound knocked away from Matthews by Scott. And Lindenwood out of there with the basketball as Julie Linick came up with it. Now to the left side, a quick three on the way. In and out, no good for Drew Hartley. Rebound to the floor, Mustaine goes down after it, gets it to Scott. Now to Stevens, and Coach Smith tells Monique Stevens to slow the pace a bit with 6:19 to play in the first half. She'll bring it over to the left side with a dribble. Into the corner for Scott. Scott to the free throw line. Now to the right corner, Stevens puts up a three. That's off the left side of the rim. Mustaine tried to get the board, but Xander's down with it for Lindenwood. Gets it out for Hiddle. Hiddle stops at the right elbow and hits the 15-footer. Megan Hiddle with her first points, and it's a 24-19 game. West has led by as many as 10. Left side, Scott. Now out near the perimeter for Mustaine. Top of the key for Stevens. Stevens works it over to the right side. Now picks up the dribble. Bounce pass to Matthews. Out to the right, Easton on the drive. Up with the runner. Hammered by Xanders. That's going to be the first on Bree Zander. She didn't try to hide that one for sure.
She hasn't tried to hide much out there on defense. She's a very physical player. She got away with one a little bit earlier you talked about. There was a little bit of a pushing and shoving match going inside with Mustaine that time. You can probably hear the clap of the hand from over here.
Easton hits the first of her two free throw attempts. 7 points for Ariel Easton. Ashley Ginther back in the lineup for Northwest. Caroline Borlou back on the floor for Lindenwood. Mustaine getting a breather for the Bearcats. Easton's second free throw is also good. She's got eight. It's a 26-19 lead for Northwest Missouri State. 5:34 to play in the first half. Rocha will bring it across midcourt. Work it over to the left side. Gengenbacher down to the baseline. Spins, kicks it out to Rocha. Left wing. She'll drive with it, and she knocks Monique Stevens to the floor, and an offensive foul on Jenny Rocha. So their starting point guard has three of the six Lindenwood fouls. That gets Tracy Keller, a freshman out of Donelson, Iowa, off the bench to see her first action of the night. Still a 7-point Bearcat lead with 5:23 to play in the first half. Stevens will walk it across midcourt on the right side. Now to Scott between the circles. Scott to Matthews, out on the perimeter, hands it for Schechinger. She'll bring it to the left wing with the dribble. Crossover, tries to drive. Now out top of the key, Stevens fakes on a three, gets a screen from Ginther, gives it to Ginther. Now to the left side for Scott. Up top of the key, a lob down low for Schechinger. Great pass by Scott, and Schechinger hits the shot. She's got seven. Northwest up by nine. Right side, Drew Hartling with it, brings it out between the circles for Keller. Keller over to Hartling, down to the baseline, spins into a double team. Out to Keller. Now top of the key, Borlou. Over to the right, Hartling. She'll put up a three. In and out, no good. Rebound underneath. Hellenic goes up with the follow and got it to go. Julie Hellenic with 5 points, and it's a 28-21 Northwest lead. The Cats with it, just under 4.5 minutes to play in the first half. Schechinger, top of the key. Over to the left corner for Stevens. Stevens trying to drive to the baseline, called for a travel. That will give it back to Lindenwood after a timeout. 4:22 to play in the first half. 28-21, the lead for Northwest Missouri State. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
We're back in St. Charles, 28-21. Northwest Missouri State women with a lead over Lindenwood. 4:22 to play in the first half. It's been a solid first half so far for Northwest.
And again, it's been the little things that have been paying off for Northwest. We're seeing them do a much better job helping out on defense out of that 2-3 zone. Lindenwood's been trying to go inside, and all of a sudden the post player's been double-teamed. The kickout's been covered out with the guards out front, and then we're seeing Northwest convert some on the transition, and then really being patient on their offense and working the ball around and looking for some good shots, and so far so good for Northwest.
Megan Hiddle brings it up the floor for Lindenwood. Bounce pass underneath Borlou. She misses the shot. The rebound tipped out to Easton on the baseline, and she'll bring it up the floor with the Cats. Cross midcourt, picked up by Hiddle, hands it right side for Scott. Now back to Easton on the wing. Inside to Matthews. A dribble and a shot good for Annie Matthews. First points for Matthews, 30-21 Northwest with the lead. Hartling on the left side for Lindenwood. Now out to the top of the key for Hellenic. She'll put up a long three, in and out, no good. And the rebound to Meredith Scott. It really seems like Lindenwood's taking shots a lot earlier in the offense than we anticipated. And it's helping Northwest. Scott between the circles. Right side, Easton. Touch pass inside to Matthews. Matthews now to Ginther. She'll put up a 15-footer. Good for Ashley Ginther. First points for her, and it's a 32-21 lead. Northwest with their biggest lead of the game. Middle across midcourt. Down the right side of the lane, lobs it down low. It's tipped away by Schechinger. Hiddle will pick it up on the baseline. Up with a wild shot, rebound for Ginther. Ginther tried the outlet pass, Borlou tipped it. Ginther gets it back and now gives it up for Ariel Easton. Easton walks it up the floor for Northwest, picked up by Hiddle in the backcourt. Now over to the right side, in the corner for Schechinger. Gets a screen from Matthews to the wing, and they're going to call an illegal screen on Annie Matthews. That'll be the first on Matthews. Fifth team foul against Northwest. Morgan Johnson comes into the lineup for Lindenwood. Up the floor comes Megan Hiddle. Hiddle will hand it to Gengenbacher. Gengenbacher over to the left side, now down the lane with it. Underhanded layup is good off the glass for Gengenbacher. She has five. 32-23, Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the ball. 2:36 to play in the first half. The ball is tipped up in the air right to me.
Nice hands.
Thank you. I had a stopwatch in one hand and a pin in the other.
And still made the play.
Still made the grab. Easton will head out of the lineup. Monique Stevens back into the game for Northwest. 9-point Bearcat lead. Inbound to Stevens. Hiddle trying to get the steal. Now a double team. Stevens gets away from it. Dribbles near the center circle. Hands it for Schechinger to the top of the key. Schechinger looking to get rid of it. Now does to Scott. High post Matthews over to the right. Schechinger. 9 on the shot clock. Schechinger goes on the drive. Bounce pass to the baseline. Ginther with a jumper. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound for Annie Matthews. Great job inside. Matthews fought off two Lions for that board. Schechinger on the right side to Ginther at the elbow. Now out to the wing for Scott. Top of the key, Schechinger. Schechinger with a dribble to Matthews at the high post. They get it out left side for Scott. Scott down to the baseline. Spins. Gets away from Gengenbacher. Now inside to Matthews against Johnson. Matthews up with a shot. Got it to go. Annie Matthews with four. An 11-point Northwest Missouri State lead. 1:43 to play in the first half. Gengenbacher with it at the top of the key. Over to the right side on the wing. Now we'll bring it up. Top crosses over. Goes on a drive. Pass tipped away. Goes out of bounds. And inbound coming for Lindenwood. As we pause 10 seconds for station identification, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. And a three-pointer from the left side on the inbound play from Morgan Johnson. Her first points of the game, and it's a 34-26 lead for Northwest. Matthews at the high post, top of the key for Schechinger. Schechinger around to the left side, to the wing, now crosses over, gets it up top for Stevens. Stevens on the drive, the layup knocked away, but a foul. It should send Stevens to the free throw line for a one-and-one opportunity. Foul on Megan Hiddle is her first. Seven against Lindenwood. And Stevens to the line for the first time tonight. She is an 83% free throw shooter. Free throw is up and good, so she'll get a second opportunity. Now 4 points in the ball game for Stevens. She hit a three earlier in the half. Timber Schechinger back in the lineup for Northwest. As Annie Matthews goes to the sideline. Shelby Mustaine back in the ball game for Northwest as well. Second free throw is good for Stevens. So she hits both. Five for Monique Stevens. It's a 10-point lead for Northwest. Just over a minute to play in the first half. Hiddle will hand it to Gengenbacher. Now out to Johnson. She leads them in three-pointers made this year. That last one, her 31st. Top of the key, Gengenbacher. Takes a dribble. She'll launch a three, and that one is good. Cassidy Gengenbacher with eight. Her first three-pointer tonight, and it's a 36-29 lead for Northwest. Bearcats with it. Nelson on the left side on the wing. Johnson came out after a screen and knocked Nelson to the floor. That'll be the first on Morgan Johnson. Eighth team foul, and Nelson will go to the free throw line for a 1-1 for Northwest. Julia Lennox checks back into the lineup. Nelson 0 of 2 at the free throw line. I have a 1-1 opportunity here. Free throw on the way. And that one is good, so she'll get a second chance. 7 points for Ashley Nelson. She's got a couple of three-pointers tonight. And the second free throw for Nelson on the way. And that one is good, so she hits both on this trip. Eight for Nelson. Northwest up, 38-29. 38 seconds to play in the half. Hiddle, cross midcourt with it for Lindenwood. To the top of the key. Now wants to park it. Left baseline. Does. Gets it there for Linick. Now her pass cross court. Taken away by Easton. Easton on the fast break. Over to Nelson. Nelson up with the shot, but called for a travel. So that will give it back to Lindenwood with 22 and a half seconds to play in the first half. They've got a chance at the last possession here. As Hiddle will bring it across midcourt. Over to the left side on the wing. It's a two, Hellenic. Now back to the top of the key, Borlu. Right corner, Gingenbacher launches a three and got it. She's feeling it. Gingenbacher with a couple of threes here in the last minute. She's got 11 ahead on the left side, Easton. One on the clock. Easton tried to kick it out to Nelson. It was tipped away, and that's how the first half will end. A Northwest Missouri State will take a lead into the locker room, 38-32. Over Lindenwood. We'll be back with more from St. Charles after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Back in St. Charles at Highland Arena is Northwest Missouri State's women with a lead 38-32 over Lindenwood at the half of this doubleheader, or the women's matchup of the doubleheader, and Northwest, pretty good all-around first half, shooting over 50% from the field. Doesn't hurt, but they got a lot of looks in the paint in that first half.
Yeah, they did. And hopefully they can continue that on in the second half. They've got a little bit of a height advantage inside, and I think a little bit of quickness advantage as well. And with the exception of Bree Zanders, I think they're a little more physical inside as well. So if they can continue to do that, that'll be big in the second half. And then if you get some kickouts out on the perimeter for some open looks there because of that. And their offense is looking pretty good right now. But a lot of it to do, I think, Matt's just starting on the defensive side. They're really frustrating this Lindenwood team with the defensive play, getting into passing lanes, coming up with some steals, and then turning them into points at the other end. So I think really both offensively and defensively, the coaching staff for Northwest has to feel pretty good about the team right now at halftime.
Northwest Missouri State with the lead, 38-32 over Lindenwood. The men's matchup coming up a little bit later on this evening. When we come back, we'll talk about that matchup. We'll do it in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Back in St. Charles at Highland Arena, Northwest Missouri State women with a six-point lead at the half, 38-32 over Lindenwood. As we mentioned, the men's game will come up a little bit later on this evening. Here from St. Charles and the Bearcat men in a similar situation to the women in that they obviously didn't play last weekend either, so they have been off since that one-point win over Missouri Southern a little bit over a week ago at home at Bearcat Arena. So the Bearcats, with that win over Missouri Southern, taking over the top spot in the MIAA. They have won six straight games since that loss to start the year to the University of Central Oklahoma. That was at home. That was a four-point loss, but since that point, they have picked up some wins at Washburn. They also won at Southwest Baptist big, beat Central Missouri and Missouri Southern at home. So Bearcats are playing some pretty solid basketball right now. Really, that loss to Central Oklahoma was the first game back after break. Just didn't come back as quickly as they had hoped, but they have definitely recovered from that and playing some of the best basketball in the MIAA as we speak. So Northwest Missouri State with that win over Missouri Southern, as we mentioned, a one-point victory for the Cats in that ball game. And tonight they'll have a challenge against Lindenwood. It will bring out a couple of leaders, a couple of guys to watch out for. Darius Smith is a junior for Lindenwood, and then one of their senior leaders is Tyler Russell. Russell averages just under 16 points a game, while Smith averages about 15.5 points a game. Now, those are the only two players that you will see averaging in double figures, so they are definitely the biggest threats for Lindenwood coming into this matchup, and two that they'll have to watch out for Coach Brad Sutterberg's team. Northwest Missouri State, though, with an opportunity now with destiny, holding on to their control of their own destiny. With nine games to play on the schedule, they've got a couple of home games coming up after this one here tonight. So a real opportunity to look toward the month of February and be in complete control during the month of February if they can get a win here at Lindenwood tonight and keep a hold of that top spot, as this obviously will be the final game in the month of January for Northwest Missouri State, both on the men and women's side. But the Bearcat men be at home Saturday against Lincoln, and then we'll be at home next Wednesday against Missouri Western in that rivalry matchup with the Griffins. Then they'll have to be on the road to Lincoln and Missouri Southern the following week, so that'll be a tough stretch. They'll also play Lindenwood again at home, travel to Missouri Western, and then close out the year at home against Southwest Baptist and then at Central Missouri. So that's how the rest of the schedule looks for Northwest Missouri State. They come into action tonight 14-5 overall. They are 9-1 in the MIAA, with the only blemish in the conference so far, that loss to Central Oklahoma back on January 4th. But again, that men's matchup coming your way a little bit later on this evening. Again, after the women's game, about 30 minutes or so after the women's game, we'll have that broadcast for you along the Bearcat Radio Network, as we are at the half of the women's matchup. 38-32, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Lindenwood. We'll take a timeout, look at some of the statistics from the first half. We'll do it right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
We're back at Highland Arena in St. Charles, Northwest Missouri State, and Lindenwood with the Northwest women leading at the half, 38-32 for the Bearcats. Three players scoring 8 points apiece to lead the way. Matter of fact, every Bearcat that got into the ball game in the first half had at least 2 points. But Ariel Easton and Ashley Nelson, each with 8 points, Easton with four rebounds and three assists to go along with that as well. She was 2 of 2 at the free throw line. For Ashley Nelson, she was 2 of 4 outside the arc and 2 of 4 at the free throw line. 8 points off the bench for Timber Schechinger as well. Schechinger, 3 of 4 from the field in the first half, 1 of 2 from outside the arc, and 1 of 1 at the free throw line. 4 points apiece in the first half for Annie Matthews and Monique Stevens. Matthews leading all rebounders to this point with 6. She also had an assist and a steal in the first half as well. 1 of 3 shooting outside the arc for Monique Stevens. All of her shot attempts from the field came outside the arc. She was also 1 of 1 at the free throw line in the first half. 2 points apiece for Shelby Mustaine, Meredy Scott, and Ashley Ginther in that first half. Ginther 1 of 2 from the field for Shelby Mustaine. Also 1 of 2 from the field. Meredy Scott hit the only shot attempt that she had in the first half. On the other side for Lindenwood, 11 points out of Cassidy Gingenbacher leading the way. She really started her scoring late in the half as she ended up with 4 points early on in the half and then hit a couple of threes late in the half to really start to build that point total. But she was the only double-digit scorer from the first half. 7 points for Caroline Borlou out of the first half. She was 3 of 7 from the field, also led Lindenwood in rebounding with 4. 5 points for Julia Lennox off the bench. She hit one of the 4 3-pointers for Lindenwood. 3 points for Morgan Johnson and a couple of points apiece for Jenny Rocha, their starting point guard, who had some foul trouble in the first half as she committed 3 in the half. 2 apiece off the bench for Bree Zanders and Megan Hill as well for Lindenwood. Look at some of the team numbers. Both teams went 4 of 11 from three-point range in the first half. Northwest Missouri State shot 52% from the field. They went 14 of 27 as a team from the field and 6 of 8 at the free throw line. Lindenwood on the other side shooting 42% from the field. They were 13 of 31 and they were 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Northwest out rebounding Lindenwood in the first half, 18 to 14. Turnovers pretty close between the two, 10 of them for Northwest and 9 of them for Lindenwood in that first half. So that's how the numbers look from the first half of this one. Again, Northwest Missouri State with the 38-32 lead over the Lindenwood women here at the half from St. Charles. We'll take a timeout. Back to get you ready for second half action after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest's award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticultural Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Back in St. Charles, just a couple of minutes away from the start of the second half, Northwest Missouri State and Lindenwood. Actually, a pretty good group of Bearcat fans down here tonight. There's a pretty good representation of alumni in the St. Louis area and the St. Louis chapter of the Northwest Alumni Association getting a little gathering together, and we see a lot of green up on both sides here tonight taking in this matchup, and I'm sure we'll see some more roll in as the night goes on, getting ready for the men's matchup as well. But it's always fun, especially when you're a long ways away from Maryville, to see the Bearcat green in the stands for a little while. There was more Bearcat green in the stands than there was Lindenwood supporters. You're starting to see some more file in for Lindenwood, but still, good number of cats here to cheer on Northwest Missouri State's basketball teams here at Lindenwood tonight. And so far, liking what they see with a 38-32 lead for Northwest Missouri State's women. We'll see if they can put a second half of basketball together. We have seen some halftime leads disappear for the Northwest women, but see, they have learned from those lost leads previously. See if they can hang on against a very good Lindenwood team. Again, Lindenwood coming off a win over 8th-ranked Central Missouri by a point in Warrensburg on Saturday. So trying to carry that momentum while the Northwest women are at an off day on Saturday coming into action this week. For Lindenwood, Jenny Rocha, also Drew Hartling back on the floor along with Caroline Borlew, Cassidy Gingenbacher, and Morgan Johnson to start this second half. Ariel Easton, Monique Stevens, Annie Matthews, Shelby Mustaine, and Ashley Nelson started off for Northwest. Lindenwood with the ball, working right to left here at Highland Arena. Right side, Rocha with it. Gets it to the top of the key for Gingenbacher now. Into the corner, Johnson. Up to Rocha on the wing. Rocha gets a screen to the free throw line. 15-footer off the front of the rim. The rebound tipped around. Gingenbacher will come out of there with it. Over to Rocha on the right side. Spin move. A runner in the lane off the front of the rim. This time, Mustaine rips the rebound down for Northwest. Gives it for Monique Stevens, and Stevens with a first possession for Northwest in this second half. Onto the right side for Nelson. Nelson skips it over to Mustaine. Now to Easton on the backdoor cut. She has it knocked away. It goes out of bounds off of her leg, and it will go right to Lindenwood. Just underway in this second half. Northwest up by six. Neither team scored on their first possession of the second half. Rocha over to the right side. Leaves it on the wing for Hartling. Hartling brings it around left down the lane. Out to the top of the key. Johnson thinking about the long three. Steps back. We'll go ahead and take it. No good. Mustaine there for the rebound for the Cats. Now gives it up to Stevens, who will walk it up the floor. Met by Rocha at midcourt. Over to the right. Spins. Gives it to Easton between the circles. Now to the high post for Matthews. Matthews will dribble down the lane. Jump stop. Layup on the right. Good for Annie Matthews. Matthews with the first points of the second half gives the Bearcats an 8-point lead. Just over a minute into the half. Rocha with it on the left side. Now to the top of the key. Gingenbacher over to the right. Hartling. Hartling on the drive. Up with the runner over a double team. Offensive foul called on Drew Hartling as Monique Stevens was able to draw the charge. That'll be the first foul against Lindenwood in this second half. First against Hartling as well. And Northwest Missouri State with a chance to build on their 8-point lead. Stevens across the timeline with it. Works it over to the left side. Hands it for Ariel Easton. Easton nearly lost the dribble. Now back to Stevens near the left corner. Gets a screen from Matthews. Brings it to the high post. Over to Matthews on the left wing. Matthews, top of the key. Nelson fakes on a three. Goes on a drive. Runner in the lane. Off the front of the rim. Rebound for Rocha. She'll push it up the floor in transition. To the free throw line. Stops. Jumper over Stevens. Off the front of the rim. Matthews with the rebound for Northwest. Gets it out to Monique Stevens, and Stevens will bring it across the timeline ahead on the right side for Nelson. Nelson spins up with the shot. Good off the glass. Nice move by Ashley Nelson. That's 10 for Nelson. 42-32. Northwest with the lead. Lindenwood with the ball. 17:44 to play. Gingenbacher to Johnson at the top of the key. Johnson now out to the left. Borlew on the wing. Dribbles to the free throw line. 15-footer good for Caroline Borlew. 9 points for her, 42-34, Northwest on top. They push it up the floor, Nelson inside to Mustaine, a dribble, a shot by Mustaine, too strong. Matthews tips the rebound to the corner, and it'll be chased down by Gingenbacher, who is then bumped by Ariel Easton, and Easton will be called for her second foul. First against Northwest in this second half. And now into the lineup for Lindenwood comes Julie Hellenic, taking the place of Morgan Johnson. 42-34, Northwest on top. Rocha across midcourt to the top of the key. Out to the left side, Gingenbacher. Gingenbacher backs it out, works it over to the right for Hartling. Now Hartling over to the left elbow. Near the baseline for Rocha. Rocha behind the back with a dribble into the paint. Pass tipped by Mustaine. Monique Stevens trying to come up with it, and a push is going to be called. This will go against Jenny Rocha, and that is going to be the fourth against the starting point guard for Lindenwood. the second team foul against Lindenwood in this second half. And that will get Marissa Lennick into the lineup for the Lions. Bearcats up by 8, 17 minutes to play. Monique Stevens brings it across midcourt, working it over to the left side, guarded by Lennick. Now to Mustaine. Mustaine with a couple of dribbles. Top of the key, hands it for Nelson. Nelson down the right side of the lane, tried to leave it in the corner for Easton, but changed her mind as Easton started to cut to the basket, and a travel call will give it back to Lindenwood with 16:48 to go. Lennick will bring it up the floor, working it over to the right side as she crosses the timeline. Brings it to the free throw line, steps back, spins, wants to drive, instead kicks it out to Hartling. Hartling up top, now over to the left for Gingenbacher. Drive down to the baseline, through a double team, shot off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped around, and Easton comes out of there with it for Northwest. Gives it to Stevens. Long pass ahead, right side, Nelson near the corner. Goes on a drive by Gingenbacher, draws the foul, misses the shot, but will get two opportunities at the free throw line as Cassidy Gingenbacher is called for her first. Third against Lindenwood in this second half, and Ashley Nelson to the line to shoot two. She was 2 of 4 in the first half, missed her first two attempts, and then hit her second two. Now has 3 in a row as she hits the first one here. 11 points so far for Ashley Nelson. Meredy Scott back in the lineup along with Timber Schekinger for Northwest. Mustaine and Stevens to the sideline. Nelson's second free throw, nothing but net. So she got both on that trip as well. 12 for Nelson, and the Bearcats back up by 10. 44-34, 16-15 to play. Pass over to the right side, nearly taken by Easton, but it gets to Hartling. She drives, gives it up for Lennick. Goes on the drive, shot off the glass. Good for Julia Lennick. She's got 7. And it's a 44-36 lead for Northwest. They'll push it up the floor. Scott down to the baseline. Now to Schekinger at the high post. Top of the key for Nelson. Back to the left elbow for Schekinger. Schekinger backs down on the dribble. Now gives it to Scott on the baseline. She'll bring it out to the left wing. Stops between the circles. Expires the dribble. Top of the key for Matthews. 8 on the shot clock. Over to the right for Nelson. Nelson bump, but comes up with the basketball. 3 on the shot clock at the top of the key. Crossover forces the shot. Almost got it to go. Goes off the front of the rim, but she did draw the foul. And will get 2 free throw opportunities out of it. Caroline Borlou called for the foul.
Boy, not a very smart play by Borlou. The shot clock winding down. That's going to be a difficult shot for Ashley to get off. And Northwest getting a little bit of break by the foul way out on the perimeter.
2 free throws for Nelson. The first rims in. A little body English there from Ashley Nelson. Now onto the floor, Bree Zanders, the 6-foot freshman out of Jefferson City. Zanders and Mustaine probably a little familiar with each other. Both of them freshmen out of Jefferson City. Zanders went to Helias, and Mustaine Jefferson City High.
It's kind of fun to watch that matchup when they've been matched up against each other inside. A little bit of pushing and shoving there, maybe a little bit more than what you might expect.
And the second free throw was good for Nelson. Northwest back up by 10. Lindenwood with it. Hartling to the free throw line. The shot knocked away as Ariel Easton also will be called for a foul. That'll be the 3rd on Easton. 2nd team foul against Northwest. And Drew Hartling to the free throw line to shoot 2. She's 21 of 31 on the season so far. Looking for her first points tonight. The sophomore out of Jackson, Missouri. Started her career at Southeast Missouri State. And the first free throw is good. Second one coming for Hartling as Monique Stevens is back on the floor taking the place of Ariel Easton. Second free throw for Hartling on the way, and that one is good as well. She gets her first 2 points at the free throw line. Down to an 8-point lead for Northwest Missouri State. Bearcats with the basketball. Stevens across midcourt. Between the circles, dribbles over to the right side on the wing. Top of the key for Schekinger. Schekinger with a dribble. On to the left for Scott. Inside it goes to Matthews. Spins up with the shot around Zanders. No good. Zanders had the rebound taken away by Stevens. To Nelson cutting to the basket. Spins, gets it out to Schekinger. Over to the right side. Nelson on the wing. Mismatch with Zanders. Up with the runner. Off the glass. In and out. No good. The rebound this time for Marissa Lennick for Lindenwood. Lindenwood to the top of the key. Now to Hartling. Over to Lennick. Right side. She'll bring it up to the wing. Now to the free throw line. Up top, Gingenbacher on the drive with it. Picks up the dribble. Gets rid of it. The pass tipped by Nelson. And Monique Stevens coming down with it. Knocked to the floor by Lennick. And they're going to get Lennick with the foul. That'll be her 3rd. Team's fifth. And that brings us to our first time out of the second half. 14:33 to play, 46-38. Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Lindenwood. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Back in St. Charles, 46-38, Northwest Missouri State's women with a lead over Lindenwood, 14:33 to go. As we pause 10 seconds for station identification, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest will have the ball coming out of the timeout. Don't forget the men's matchup coming your way a little bit later on this evening. Here on the Bearcat Radio Network, cross midcourt. Monique Stevens on the left side will bring it to the top of the key. Over to the right side, stops on the wing to the top of the key for Ginther. Ashley Ginther with one dribble, spins, gets it over to the right for Stevens. Stevens on the wing, gets a screen, dribbles to the left side, backs it out on the perimeter. Now tried to go inside to Matthews. It is kicked by Lennig. So an inbound for Northwest on the far sideline with 12 seconds to work with on the shot clock. 15. They will bump it up because of the kick. Used to be a reset of the shot clock, but now it's just up to 15 if it's under. Scott lobs it over to the left side for Stevens. Now back to Scott. Three-pointer on the way, and that one off the left side of the rim. The rebound inside for Julia Lennig for Lindenwood. Out to Lennig. Now to the left side, Hartley. Top of the key for Hellenic. Gets it up for Lennig. She'll bring it over to the right side of the floor. Gengenbacher, guarded by Schechinger, drives to the baseline. Double team. Spins, kicks it out to Lennig. Lennig to the free throw line to Gengenbacher in the corner. Gengenbacher will launch a three, and that one in and out, no good. Matthews there for the rebound for Northwest. 13:35 to play. Northwest up 46-38. Stevens across midcourt with it. Works it to the left side for Scott. Scott in front of her bench on the wing. Out of the corner for Stevens. Gets a screen from Matthews. Now gets it to Matthews on the left side. Out on the perimeter. She'll bring it to the free throw line with a dribble. Leave it top of the key for Scott. Scott over to the left. Open. 16-footer on the way. No good. Rebound underneath. And Annie Matthews had position but was pushed. Looked like Bree Zanders got her hand on the middle of the back of Annie Matthews. That's the second on Zanders. 16 foul against Lindenwood.
Sanders has been very physical inside. She's been getting away with a lot of them. Just got caught here recently on a couple of them.
Ariel Easton back on the floor for Northwest Missouri State. And Caroline Borlow checks in for Lindenwood. An inbound coming from Monique Stevens. Baseline right into Easton in the corner. Tried to drive baseline. Cut off. Spins out to Schechinger. Right wing three on the way. Good for Timber Schechinger. Second three of the game for Schechinger. She's got 10. And Northwest up by 11, matching their biggest lead of the game. Just under 13 minutes to play. Pass to the left side. Tipped loose by Nelson. And then Nelson fouled by Drew Hartling as they chase down the loose ball. That'll be the second on Hartling. 17 foul. And Ashley Nelson will go to the free throw line for a 1-1 opportunity. And John talked about at halftime how we've seen halftime leads disappear because the intensity wasn't there in the second half. It looks like it's there tonight.
Yeah, it hasn't dropped off any from the first half, and if anything, it's picked up a little bit here in the second half.
First free throw or a free throw for Nelson off the front of the rim. The rebound tipped by Schechinger, but it goes out of bounds, and it will belong to Lindenwood.
One of the things I like that Northwest is doing defensively, they've been doing a very good job getting in the passing lanes, tipping the ball away. If they haven't been able to get the steal, they've really made things difficult for Lindenwood to run their offense, and it's been a very good defensive effort out of this Bearcat team so far tonight.
49-38, their lead over Lindenwood, 12:52 to play. Lindenwood with the basketball as Marissa Lennig runs the point. Picks up the dribble between the circles. Over to the right side for Morgan Johnson. Johnson will bring it out between the circles. Hartling. Hartling guarded by Easton. Now on to the left side. Gets it to Hellenic. Hellenic to the top of the key. Down the lane she goes. Up with the runner. In and out won't go. Schechinger comes away with a board. Outlet to the left side for Stevens. She'll work it ahead on the right for Nelson. Bounce pass to Matthews. Stripped loose to the ball. It goes out of bounds. Great ball movement there by Northwest. Cats will inbound on the baseline left. Stevens steps out to inbound it. Gets it to the left corner for Easton. Easton on the wing. Top of the key, Schechinger. A three on the way. That one no good. Rebound to the floor. Picked up by Lennig. And then a reach-in foul on Monique Stevens. That'll be the second on Stevens. Third team foul. We saw an official there. We see Monique Stevens. She stands inbounds when it's time for an inbound until she's told to step back and inbound it. And instead of telling her it's time to inbound, he just threw the ball on the floor. She had to spin around and pick the basketball up. No patience from that official whatsoever. Samarity Scott back in the lineup for Northwest. Lennig brings it up the floor for the Lions. Northwest Missouri State still up by 11. Now top of the key, Borlu. Borlu tries to drive down the right side of the lane. Kicks it near the corner. Lennig with an 18-footer, no good. Rebound inside for Stevens. Stevens gets out of a double team. Keeps the basketball from being held. And now we'll work it ahead right side for Scott. Scott with it on the wing. Out to Stevens. Stevens over to the left side. Hands it for Easton. Easton now tries to go to the free throw line. And Schechinger, Borlu is called for the foul, knocking it away from behind. That'll be the second on Borlu, a team foul and a one-and-one opportunity for Timber Schechinger. Schechinger, 25 of 33 at the free throw line. That's 76% so far this year. Front end of the one-and-one for Schechinger is good. 11 points for Timber Schechinger tonight. The sophomore out of Manila, Iowa, averages 7 a game. And she'll get one more opportunity here with 11:45 to play. Northwest Missouri State with their biggest lead right now, 12. Make it 13 as Schechinger hits the second free throw as well. She'll go to the sideline as Ashley Ginther back in the lineup for Northwest.
Timber's really giving Northwest a lift coming off the bench tonight. Not only offensively, but doing a lot of good things on the defensive side.
51-38 Northwest lead, 11:39 to go. Gengenbacher on the right side to the top of the key, Hellenic. Now to Lennig on the right wing. Up top, Gengenbacher. On to the left side. Hellenic will put up a three, and that one is good. Julie Hellenic with 10 points, her second three-pointer of the game. And it's a 51-41 lead for Northwest Missouri State. Stevens on the left side. Hands it for Easton. Easton over to Scott. Scott with it on the right wing. Gets a screen from Ginther on the drive. Now to Stevens. Left wing three on the way. Nothing but net for Monique Stevens. Second three of the game for Stevens, her 23rd on the season. It's back to a 13-point Northwest lead. Johnson with it on the left wing. Out between the circles, Hellenic. On to the left for Lennig. Inside it goes for Borlu. Double team, shot up, foul called. She'll go to the line and shoot two for Lindenwood. A foul is on Merity Scott. That will be the first on Scott. 14 fouls. And Borlu to the line where she is one of one. Had a three-point play back in the first half. And two opportunities coming here with the first one on the way and off in front of the rim. 54-41, Northwest Missouri State's lead, 10:52 to go. Drew Hartling back into the game for Lindenwood as Morgan Johnson goes to the sidelines. Second free throw is up. That one off the back of the rim. The long rebound picked up by Scott. And are we going to have a held ball? We will. Hustling over there was Hellenic to get a hand on it as well, and the possession arrow will give it to Northwest Missouri State. So Ariel Easton steps out. She'll inbound it for Northwest. Stevens will bring it up the floor. Picked up by Hellenic between the circles. Over to the left side, hands it for Easton. Easton back over to Stevens' left side. Now to the high post, Mustaine. Out to the right for Scott. She's got it on the wing. Down to the baseline on the drive. Tried to go up with the shot draw as a foul. Ended up throwing a pass into the corner. And it'll be an opportunity at the free throw line for Merity Scott. It'll be a one-and-one opportunity as Cassidy Gengenbacher has called for her second. Run into the 1-1 for Merity Scott is good. So she'll get the second opportunity. 3 points in the ball game for Merity. Now 9 of 13 at the free throw line this season. Second free throw for Scott on the way. And that one rattles down.
Northwest shooting just over 80% at the free throw line. They've gotten there quite a bit tonight. And the reason for that, they've been much more aggressive on offense, penetrating the lane and forcing some plays. And that's getting them to the free throw line.
Gangenbacher on the drive. She's going to be bumped by Merity Scott. That's going to be the second on Scott. Fifth team foul. Gangenbacher, their leading scorer, had 11 points in the first half. She has not scored yet in the second half. 10:24 on the clock. Inbound to Lenig on the right wing. Lenig with a couple of dribbles. Looks in the corner. Gets it there for Gangenbacher. Now up to the wing. Hartling. The bounce pass inside Borlu. Top of the key. Lenig takes a three. That one misses badly. The rebound tipped around. Borlu comes down with it. And a reach-in foul. I thought maybe we'd get a held ball. But it is a reach-in foul against Northwest. And a couple of free throw opportunities coming up for Borlu. Ashley Ginther is called for her first. 16th foul. And Borlu steps to the line where she just missed a couple a moment ago. And misses the first one here off the back of the rim. Kimber Schechinger, Annie Matthews, and Ashley Nelson back on the floor for Northwest. Scott and Stevens stay on the floor. Second free throw is good for Borlu. So she got one of the two. She's got 10 points, and it's a 56-42 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the ball. They had 10 minutes to play in this one. Stevens with it on the right sideline. Now inside to Schechinger. Schechinger spins into the lane. Scott up with the shot, no good. Partially blocked. Rebound for Matthews. Matthews fires the dribble, picks it up, now gets it to Stevens, and a timeout for Northwest. 9:48 to go. 56-42 Northwest lead over Lindenwood. We'll be back to St. Charles in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
56-42, the Northwest Missouri State women hold the lead over Lindenwood. 9:48 to play in this one. Bearcats will have the ball coming out of the timeout and 9 seconds to work with on the shot clock.
Like we're getting to a point in the game that I'm sure Coach Smith has been talking to his team about. And he mentioned this earlier this weekend at the media luncheon on Tuesday that it's been about a 5 or 6 minute mark in the left in the second half of some games. It really cost Northwest, where they've lost a little bit of focus in the second half. And so far, we haven't seen any of that yet. We've got a ways to play yet in the second half, but so far, so good with Northwest being focused in this game.
Inbound comes to Nelson out near midcourt. Over to the left side, Schechinger. Down to the baseline with the dribble. Now to Stevens. Stevens bounce pass inside to Matthews. Up with the hook shot. It's off the left side of the rim. And a rebound for Lennig for Lindenwood. She pushes it up the floor into the lane. Takes it coast to coast. Misses the layup. The rebound out of bounds. And it will belong to Northwest Missouri State. 14-point lead for the Bearcats with 9:30 to go. Full court pressure now from Lindenwood. Gangenbacher gets her hand on the inbound pass. Knocks it out of bounds, and Schechinger will go to the other side of the baseline to inbound here. Stevens and Nelson trying to get open, and Stevens will take the inbound pass. Get it back to Schechinger. Now to Stevens. Lindenwood backs off as Stevens brings it across midcourt. Works it over to the right side. Out on the wing for Nelson. To the left side, Schechinger. Down to the baseline she goes. Into the corner. Stevens takes a three. That's too strong. Rebound on the backside for Julie Hellenic. For Lindenwood. Hartling with it. On to the left side on the wing. Down to the baseline she goes. Backs it in. Into the corner for Lennox. Lennox thought about a shot. Now we'll take it. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound picked up underneath Borlou with the wild reverse layup. And it's good for Caroline Borlou. 12 points for her. And now Stevens knocked to the floor as she takes the inbound pass. Marissa Lennox will be called for her four. So Lennox has been the point guard, mainly because Jenny Rocha went out with four fouls early in this half. Now both of their point guards with four fouls each as Rocha gets set to check back in.
The guards have been having a hard time matching up with the Northwest, whether it's Monique or also Ariel. They just have a hard time keeping up with them today.
Two opportunities for Monique Stevens, and she misses on the first. And Rocha checks back into the game. And the second free throw for Stevens is good. She's got 9 points tonight. 58-44, the lead for Northwest Missouri State. 8:46 to go. Rocha with it on the left wing to the top of the key, Borlou. Over to the right side, Hartling. Hartling with it on the wing. Brings it to the top of the key. Over to the left side in the corner, Rocha. Rocha out to the wing, Gengenbacher. Brings it to the free throw line, knocked away by Schechinger. Gengenbacher chases it down to Rocha. Inside for Borlou. Bobbled it, but kicks it out. Hartling on the right side. A three on the way, no good. Rebound for Ariel Easton. She'll push it up the right side of the floor in front of Gengenbacher. Now underneath, Schechinger running the floor. Takes a dribble too far into the basket. Her pass tipped by Gengenbacher, who gets the steal. A two-on-two. Gengenbacher takes it all the way. Offensive foul. Monique Stevens was set up for a long time, and Gengenbacher just ran her down. That's the third on Cassidy Gengenbacher.
Monique's really been a pain for Lindenwood. There's been a lot of collisions out there. Monique's been taking the brunt of the hits, but she's been in the right place at the right time, and again, that time, forcing a charge.
So Northwest will have the basketball, and Coach Smith being told by one of the officials to have a seat and cool down. And hey, what, this officiating crew, not with a lot of patience tonight, I can tell you that for sure.
No, it's like they've got somewhere to go after the game, huh?
Didn't see anything out of the ordinary from Coach Smith to warrant a warning. Must have said something as Easton brings it across midcourt, left side. To the top of the key, over to the right for Nelson. Nelson gets a screen from Matthews, goes on the drive through the lane, lost the handle on it, it goes out of bounds, and we'll go back to Lindenwood. 7:57 to go, Northwest up by 14. Cross midcourt, Rocha works it over to the right side, Gengenbacher. Now between the circles and back over to the right side, Rocha with it. Top of the key, Gengenbacher, onto the left side. Olenek thought about a three, tries to drive, a hand check foul going to be called here on Timber Schechinger. That'll be the first on Schechinger, seventh team foul. And Olenek will go to the free throw line for a 1-1 for Lindenwood. But it'll be after a timeout, 58-44 Northwest lead, 7:42 to go. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
14-point lead for the Northwest Missouri State women with 7:42 to play here in St. Charles. Julia Lennox will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. She is 14 of 20 on the season. It'll be her first trip to the line tonight. She's got a couple of threes to her credit in this game. Front end of the 1-1, no good. And the rebound going to a knee after it. Timber Schechinger comes up with it for Northwest. To Easton. Easton to Nelson. Nelson trying to go up with a shot. Draws the foul on Gengenbacher. That's going to be four on Gengenbacher. So you look at four fouls on three different players for Lindenwood, and two of those players are starters.
And it's really coming from the standpoint that Northwest has been aggressive on offense. They've been working it inside, and it's been getting them to the free throw line.
First free throw by Nelson is good. She has 15 points. She's 7 of 10 at the free throw line so far tonight. Second one coming up for Nelson. Could give the Bearcats their biggest lead of this game. Free throw, good. They're up by 16. 16 points for Nelson. 60-44 Northwest. 7.5 minutes to go. Lindenwood with the basketball. Between the circles, Morgan Johnson fires it underneath. Gengenbacher shot no good. Rebound tipped to the top of the key. Rocha comes down with it. Gengenbacher left side. On the drive. Up with the runner. Good off the glass. The first points of the second half for Cassidy Gengenbacher. Now the inbound to Stevens against the full court pressure. Up the right sideline she goes. Across the timeline working against Rocha. Thought about a drive and now instead goes to Nelson. Into the corner for Schechinger. Schechinger up to the right wing. Stevens into Matthews. Matthews backs down. Goes up with the left hand off the rim. And the rebound for Morgan Johnson. Outlet ahead to Rocha. Rocha over to the right side. Loses a handle on it as she tried to go up with the shot. The rebound comes down to Northwest. Good defense there by Monique Stevens to get the stop one-on-one with Rocha. Now Stevens ahead to Nelson on the left side. Into the corner for Schechinger. Schechinger will put it on the floor, give it up for Ariel Easton. Easton on the wing, skips it across, right side Nelson, into the corner for Stevens. 6:28 to go. 8 on the shot clock, inside to Matthews, knocked away by Johnson, and is picked up by Borlu. Outlet goes to Rocha. She's at the top of the key with it, out of the right elbow. Johnson will take it from 25 feet out. The air ball will go out of bounds underneath. And Northwest Missouri State will get it back.
Well, I should have taken that one from 20 feet out instead.
Tell you, Morgan Johnson came in with 30 threes on the season, a 44% three-point shooter, but he has struggled tonight. Easton across midcourt with it, breaking full court pressure for Northwest. Now Stevens over to the left side for Nelson. 6 minutes to go. Top of the key, Matthews with it into the left corner. A drive along the baseline and a foul by Rocha. She's done. So Jenny Rocha fouls out of the ball game. The starting point guard for Lindenwood. I'll head to the sideline as Monique Stevens will go to the line to shoot two.
That was just really a lazy foul. She's trying to cut off the baseline. Got there a little bit late and committed the foul. And, again, not a very smart foul that time. Trying to cut that baseline off, but just really not hustling to get to the baseline where she needed to be to try to stop Stevens.
And Tracy Keller, a freshman, back into the game. She saw a couple of minutes of action in the first half. Hasn't seen much action all season long as Stevens hits the first of two free throws. She has 10 points, and Northwest back up by 15. Second free throw makes it 16. She hit both. 11 now for Stevens. Just under 6 minutes to play. Keller will bring it up the floor for Lindenwood. Hands it to Gengenbacher between the circles. Gengenbacher to Hartling. Hartling, top of the key, Borlu. Takes a dribble. 18-footer on the way. Off the front of the rim. Long rebound. Borlu chases it down in the corner. Now we'll try a drive along the baseline. And they kick it out to Johnson. Up top it goes to Keller. Backs it out. She had thought about a three-pointer. Now tried to go to Johnson. Take it away by Schechinger. One-on-one with Johnson the other way. Johnson hammers her. Knocks her to the floor. Schechinger a little slow getting up. Tried to get up. Now we'll take her time a little bit. She just absolutely got hammered. And she comes out of there limping. I think Coach Smith wondering why maybe there wasn't an intentional foul called there because didn't seem like a lot of intent. She did get a little bit of the basketball, but that wasn't her primary reason as Johnson picks up her second foul.
I think her main goal was just to make sure that Timber didn't get the shot off, and she succeeded in that, but, boy, that was a hard foul.
First free throw by Schechinger is off the front of the rim. Schechinger kind of flexes that left knee after missing the free throw. Almost like she's trying to stretch the leg out. And the second free throw good for Schechinger. So she hit one of the two. 13 points for Schechinger. She'll head to the sideline as Annie Matthews comes back into the lineup for Northwest. And the Bearcats continue to build on their lead. Now at 17 points. 63-46. 5:20 to play. Top of the key, Borlu. Over to the left side, Hartling. Hartling got a screen, goes on the drive, now into the corner. Keller fakes on a three, lobs it inside Borlu. She squares, up with a six-footer, and it's good for Caroline Borlu. 14 points for her, 63-48. Northwest with the lead in the ball. Stevens across the timeline, guarded by the freshman Keller, now hands it off to Scott right side. Scott to Easton. Easton into the corner. Stevens brings it up to the wing, top of the key for Mustaine. On to the left side, Scott hands it to Easton. 10 on the shot clock. Easton open, a three on the way, off the front of the rim. Scott with the rebound, the follow on the right side, good for Meredith Scott. 6 for Scott Northwest, back up by 17. 4:35 to play. Keller between the circles to the top of the key. Borlou guarded by Mustaine. Now she'll try the drive. Spins in the lane. Up and under move. Run away with the travel and hits the shot. 16 for Borlou. 65-50 to lead for Northwest. 4:18 to go as Stevens brings it across midcourt. Works it over to the left side. Hands it for Easton. Easton with one dribble into the corner for Stevens. And now Matthews trying to get position. Will be called for a foul working against Borlou down low. And for Annie Matthews, that'll be her second. 65-50 Northwest lead, 4:10 to go. We're back to St. Charles in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at TacoJohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
Back at Highland Arena in St. Charles, the Northwest Missouri State women with a lead 65-50, 4 minutes to play. Lindenwood with the basketball. Berlou to the top of the key for Zanders. Zander will give it up to Gengenbacher. Launches the three off the front of the rim. Long rebound to Ariel Easton for Northwest. Cats can start working on the clock here as Monique Stevens brings it across midcourt. Picked up by Keller. Over to the right side, hands it to Easton. She'll bring it to the top of the key. Crossover dribble working against Hartling. Hartling trying to get a steal. Can't even keep up with Easton. Now over to the left side for Scott. Scott down the right side of the lane. Throws a pass into Mustaine. It was bumped from behind. That'll be on Drew Hartling. That'll be the third on Hartling. And Shelby Mustaine will get a couple of free throw opportunities for Northwest. The Cats with a chance there to run a little bit of time off the clock and end up with free throws out of it with 3:33 to go. Free throw by Mustaine off the front of the rim.
Still time left in this one, Matt, but I think right now we're looking at a game which might be the most complete game Northwest has played up to this point in the season.
Second free throw for Mustaine off the front of the rim. Then on the rebound, we've got a foul on the board. This one, or a lane violation, I should say, against Zanders. And that will send Mustaine back to the free throw line. So a second chance at the second free throw attempt, and that one is good. Took full advantage. 3 points now for Shelby Mustaine. 66-50 Northwest on top. Lindenwood with the basketball. Keller will bring it across midcourt. Works it to Borlou out on the perimeter. Now to Zanders, top of the key. Zanders on to the right side. Hartling. Hartling to the free throw line. Through the lane. Down the lane. Up with the shot. Got it to go. Drew Hartling with 4 points. That's a 66-52 game. Northwest with a lead in the ball. Stevens speeds across midcourt, trying to avoid a double team. Will be bumped by Hartling. That'll be the fourth on Hartling. Northwest has committed just 8 fouls in this second half to 15 for Lindenwood.
And 8 fouls being aggressive on offense and defense. They've been playing smart basketball tonight.
First of 2 free throws. Good for Monique Stevens. 12 points for Stevens tonight. One of 3 Bearcats in double figures. The second free throw good as well. So she's 4-4 at the line. 68-52. Northwest with a lead over Lindenwood. 3:03 to go. Keller across midcourt for the Lions to Gengenbacher. Gangenbacher out to the top of the key for Lou. Now to Zanders. Zanders tried to go right. Scott went for the steal. Didn't get it. Gangenbacher into the corner for Hartling. Hartling goes up with the 15-footer. In and out won't go. Rebound knocked away from Stevens, who is knocked to the floor. And Monique Stevens will go to the other end to shoot two free throws. Bree Zanders called for her third foul. So Stevens steps to the line, where she is 6 of 8 tonight. Two chances here with 2:47 to go. And the first one is good. Stevens with 13 points tonight, 8 of those in this second half. Julia Linick checks back into the lineup. And the free throw by Stevens is good, so she hit both, now has 14 points. Timber Schechinger back on the floor as Shelby Mustaine goes to the sideline for Northwest with 2:46 to go. Bearcats up 70-52. Top of the key, Keller, over to the right side. Gives it for Hartling. Now Hartling on the drive, down the lane, spins, kicks it out to Keller. Keller to Zanders. Zanders squares, wanted the shot, but instead finds Gangenbacher with the backdoor cut. Gangenbacher with 15. Northwest with the ball. Stevens brings it up the floor with 2:20 to go. Across the timeline, picked up by Keller. Over to the right side, spins to the top of the key, gives it for Easton. Easton guarded by Hartley. Now to the high post for Matthews. Matthews out to the right side, Nelson. 10 on the shot clock, Nelson to Easton on the left wing. Easton started a drive, steps back, takes a three. It's off the front of the rim. Hellenic with the rebound for Lindenwood. Gives it up for Keller. Keller to the top of the key. On to the left side. Gangenbacher launches the three, and it's good. Cassidy Gangenbacher with 18 points. Doing in the second half what she did in the first. Scored all her points in the last few minutes of the half. 1:44 to go. Northwest up 70-57. Left side, Easton. Gives it for Nelson. Nelson with it on the wing. Gives it to Schechinger. Schechinger looked inside for Matthews. Not there. Now gives it up for Easton. Easton to the free throw line. Left side, Matthews. Shot fake. Dribble. Kick out right side. Stevens. Now to Easton. A three-pointer on the way. That one in and out. No good. Schechinger tips the rebound toward the sideline. Easton hustles. Saves it inbounds to Stevens. Over to Matthews, and the Cats will work more clock. 1:13 to go. Nelson between the circles with it for Northwest. Over to the right side. Hands it for Easton. Bearcats are going to get a win here tonight in St. Charles as Easton works with it on the left side. To the top of the key. Now to the right side of the lane. Kick out for Nelson. Nelson to the top of the key. On to the right, Easton. Down to the baseline. A runner on the way. Off the front of the rim. And the rebound for Monique Stevens. And Stevens will bring it out. And the Cats will run another 30 seconds off the clock. 43 to go. Nelson with it on the baseline. Kicks it out for Stevens. Near the center circle. The high post for Matthews. Matthews with the dribble, gives it to Stevens. Stevens holding on to it against Keller to the top of the key. Over to the right side, Easton. Easton down to the baseline. A drive along the baseline. Shot up. No good. Rebound for Annie Matthews. Matthews has it knocked away, though. Pushes it out, and Hartling will come up with it for Lindenwood. Head on the left side for Keller. Stop jumper outside the paint. Good for Tracy Keller. 11 seconds to go. Stevens takes the inbound, and Northwest is just going to have to work the clock down here. Matthews takes a pass across the timeline. Out to Stevens, and the clock will run out. Northwest Missouri State will get the win, their third MIAA win of the season, their sixth win overall. 70-59 the final. Northwest women with the win over Lindenwood. While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. So Northwest moves to 6-22 on the season, 3-8 in the MIAA. Lindenwood falls to 10-8 and 5-6 after the 70-57 win for Northwest. 70-59 win for Northwest. We'll be back with more as we owe you a break before we go to our post game. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Northwest Missouri State women come up with an 11-point win tonight, knocking off Lindenwood 70-59, and Northwest with a very solid and much-needed win. We talked about it in the pregame, how hopefully having Saturday off and having a little bit of a break would do some good. Really looked like it did tonight.
Yeah, they came out, and I think they looked like they were well-rested, but I think the most important thing, they came out very focused from the very start. They were aggressive. They really took it to Lindenwood and put Lindenwood on their heels really the entire game, and probably the best game Northwest has had from start to finish all season long, and hopefully they can build on this for the rest of the season.
70-59, the win for Northwest. We're back with more on the postgame show after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Highland Arena in St. Charles, the Northwest Missouri State women with the win tonight, 70-59, and 8 games to go for the women after this one here tonight. And maybe it's kind of the start of a fresh season, I guess you could look at it, as they try to make their way into the MIAA postseason tournament. Hopefully this is one of those turning points for the women.
And hopefully they can continue to play the type of inspired basketball they had tonight. I think, man, one of the things that really seemed evident from our vantage point anyway, it looked like they were having fun out there, enjoying playing the game. And obviously when you build up a little bit lead and carry on, it's easier to have fun in a game like this. But hopefully this is something they can build on from that energy effort level. And one of the things they did, they were all on the same page, I think, throughout the ball game, and they didn't have a little bit of a lull like they've had in past games where they've had about a 4 or 5 minute period in the second half, which has really hurt them tonight. They put together a complete game, and as you say, hopefully that's something they can build on the rest of the way.
Northwest women win it 70-59. We're back with the extra effort award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Missouri Technology Corporation recently designated Northwest Missouri State's Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship as a Missouri Innovation Center. The MIC program is a statewide resource to commercialize Missouri innovations. Director of the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship, Larry Lee, says this opens even more opportunities.
What that means for us is that we're one of 10 in the state of Missouri. We can seamlessly take care of clients, whether they are from Kansas City, St. Joe, St. Louis, or whatever. We can seamlessly do what needs to be done for that client to get the economic impact for the state.
Lee says the center works with many different types of companies.
For example, we have a biomass company in the CIE, and that biomass company is manufacturing a wood product to compete with the bamboo sheets that come over from China. This product can be used for flooring, for desks, for paneling, for a variety of things. Theirs would be totally different than a company that's doing a smart app for an iPhone or a Droid. So their needs may be different, but the approach is still the same.
Lee says it's an honor to be designated as a Missouri Innovation Center.
I've told a lot of people that we're not competitors with the other innovation centers, but we're collaborators. So it really makes it easier for us to collaborate with other innovation centers. It may be, for example, in St. Louis, they do a whole lot with agricultural chemicals. And it may be that we have need in that area, and we can work back and forth to get the help that we need for our particular client.
Lee adds again, the center is thrilled to have been designated by the Missouri Technology Corporation and looks forward to working with other businesses in the state. For more information, visit www.nwmissouri.edu/CIE.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back in St. Charles, Northwest women with a 70-59 win tonight. It is time for the Extra Effort Award, and John looking toward Northwest point guard tonight.
Ornick Stevens, a very strong performance this evening. She ends up with 15 points. She got to the free throw line many times tonight. 9 of 9 at the free throw line. Hit a couple of threes to go along with that. 5 rebounds, 15 total points. Had a couple of assists and a couple of steals. And just a very solid game for Monique Stevens.
16 points led the way for Ashley Nelson tonight. Also 14 off the bench for Timber Schechinger. Annie Matthews with another double-digit game, rebounding for the Cats, pulling down 10 tonight. On the other side, 18 points out of Cassidy Gangenbacher, leading the way for Lindenwood. Again, the final, 70-59, the Northwest women with the win. The men's team's getting ready for their matchup. We do the same when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey. praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Welcome back to St. Charles, Missouri on the Lindenwood campus. Northwest Missouri State and Lindenwood in game two of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. The Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team coming into this action tonight in first place in the MIAA with a 9-1 conference record. They're 14-5 overall. Lindenwood comes in at 8-12 and 3-7 in conference play. Lindenwood, a team much better at home than on the road. They have not won a road game this year. At home, they're 8-4 on the season. We'll be back have more for you on our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back in St. Charles, Missouri, a suburb of St. Louis, Northwest and Lindenwood. The men's team's going through their pregame warm-ups along Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey, and Matt, this Lindenwood team's a team that's vastly different at home than what they are on the road.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, you look at them recently, and they're struggling as well. They do play a lot better at home. They've got wins against Pittsburgh State and Emporia, also Northeastern State, and Central Oklahoma. Here at home. So they have beaten some okay teams here at home, but they've lost four straight and really struggling a little bit. It's also a very young team with just one senior on their roster.
And again, Northwest and Lindenwood going through their pregame warm-ups. We'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCullum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
Dr. Milton Plohoffer is a 1949 graduate of Northwest Missouri State University and says his experience attending the Maryville School during the 1940s helped shape his future.
I benefited from serving on the Northwest Missourian as a sports writer, and I had a work job in the cafeteria, and that was a great opportunity to meet a lot of students and to really feel a part of the university, and I had very, very helpful instructors, professors all the way along.
Dr. Plohoff spent the majority of his career following graduation in education and is a professor emeritus at Ohio University in Athens, Ohio. He stayed connected to Northwest through the years and currently funds the Plohoff Diversity Lecture Series. He says diversity is very important on a college campus.
I'm terribly proud of how Northwest has handled the diversity grant, and they've been very productive and realistic.
Among Dr. Plohoff's many accomplishments was the funding of the College of Education in Kano, Nigeria. He also was the founding editor of the African Education Research Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show.
Pregame Show.
Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to our pregame. Joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCullen, before tonight's matchup with Lindenwood. And, Coach, the team's had a week off as you prepare for today's ball game. Just kind of talk about some of the things you've been working on here in the past week.
Well, we gave them a couple days off over the weekend, and then, outside of that, really been focusing on rebounding, our offensive transition, and then just the body language and energy that we have when we come into games. And those three things, we placed a huge emphasis. Had a really good week of practice, I felt like, and came back from our break pretty good. Hopefully we carry that into our game.
You had a lot of games within a short period of time leading into this week off. Did the week off come at a pretty good time to maybe get the team not only physically but mentally rested for the rest of this stretch?
Yeah, I don't really need breaks, so it's hard for me to answer that question. I guess their play tonight will probably answer it for you as to whether or not the break was needed. We'll find out here shortly.
Look at this Lindenwood team. They're a team that's drastically different here on their home court as opposed to what they are on the road. They're winless in the conference on the road, and they've really played some pretty good basketball here.
Oh, yeah. They've got 8 wins at home. I think they're 8-4 and beat some good teams here. And they're a good basketball team. They get to the free throw line quite a bit, shoot a lot of threes, and we're going to have to be ready to go.
When you look at them statistically, it looks like one of the keys is to limit their rebounds tonight.
Yeah, I think rebounding is big. That's big every game. And then, defensive transition is big every game. Specifically, you got to keep these guys off the free throw line, though. You got to make sure that they don't jump into you and you get caught with your hands down.
Looks like they're also a pretty good three-point shooting team.
Yeah, excellent three-point shooting team. And they've got a bunch of shooters. I think they bring three off the bench. I'm sorry. They have two that start, and then they bring a third off the bench. And so we're going to have to make sure we trail them and obviously stay home and when they penetrate.
And as far as the rest of the matchups here tonight, what do you see as some of the other keys to this matchup?
Well, just the things that I've talked about. Our energy is going to be key. Keeping them off the free throw line is going to be key. And then obviously the three-point line as well, making sure that we run them off the three-point line throughout the whole game.
I imagine that, like most games too, it'd be important to get off to a good start here tonight.
Absolutely, yeah. We need to make sure we get off to a good start, and that's the energy thing that we've been talking about in practice and what messages you send with your body language. Hopefully we'll be able to do that tonight.
And before I let you go here, I understand that a special person in the listening audience you want to wish a happy birthday to here today.
Oh, yeah. It's my son Peyton's 7th birthday. I want to make sure to wish him happy birthday, and I love him, and look forward to seeing him tomorrow.
All right. Well, Coach, good luck here tonight.
Okay. Thanks a lot, John.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back to have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
B.D. Owens Library recently announced a new video collection. People can now use what's called Films on Demand. This is a web-based academic streaming video platform. Over 200,000 video clips and 15,500 full-length videos are available. B.D. Owens Library Assistant Director Kathy Hart says the idea came from Northwest faculty requests.
Over the years, we've had faculty members request DVDs, and so we have videos. And we also still have a few VHSs hanging around. But as we went on, faculty began requesting items that they needed to use for online courses. In class, you have faculty, one video, VHS tape. You pop it in, you play it, no big deal. When we're working for online students, you can't have that.
Hart says the library began looking at options several years ago to accommodate online courses.
We began looking at what faculty were purchasing, and so we tried to pick a package that held that content that our faculty members had already determined was suitable for their curriculum. And so in that, we came about Films on Demand through info-based learning, and we actually subscribed through it through our Mobius membership.
Hart says creating an account might be useful for some people.
If you have a 26-minute video, it might be in several 4 or 5 minute segments. But if you need a smaller piece, creating that account allows you to go in and pull that out.
Hart says with most of today's students being visual learners, it's where this streaming collection comes into play.
They connect more and engage more with images. And so that video component added to a course and even just a, you know, one little segment into a lecture, that'll bring a different level of engagement for the students that we reach today.
To find more information about the online video collection, visit www.nwmissouri.edu/library. This is the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.